Jin, I guess, how does it amaze you just how fast time's kind of gone here, this being your final home game this weekend?
I won't say it went by fast, but it is crazy to think this is my last game. And Ken, it kind of sad, happy at the same time.
What are your, I guess, what memories are going to stand out with you when you look back on it?
Just running out of that tunnel every Saturday and, I don't know, running out with my teammates.
Is there any unique feel about Kinnick that you don't get any other stadium?
It feels like home, man. Just like going for a away game and coming back to Kinnick, just feel so happy running out of it. I don't know.
Mom gonna be crying.
I bet she will be.
Is she gonna have the doll with her?
I hope not.
What's your? I saw you at the sidelines of Regina the other night. Are you working with those guys?
I did this summer. I work at with their strength conditioning program.
Because you know...
Canellis.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, he hired me this summer, so I know all those guys, so it's kind of fun to watch them play.
They're pretty salty right now. I mean, they're a pretty good team.
Yeah, they're in the championship this Saturday at 1, I think. Yeah.
I mean, you'll be busy.
Yeah.
You take some pride in that?
I wouldn't say pride. It's just nice seeing those guys, how hard they work in the summer, watching it all pay off. And, I mean, they're so physically and as mentally stronger than everybody else, and it's just awesome to see them see it pay off.
What do you think of coaching in, ways
Me?
Down the road? Yeah.
No. No high school coaching, no college coaching. I pass. Those guys put in too much time.
What are you going to do when football's over?
Hopefully I'll be smart enough, save enough money, and I won't have to work.
Next week you'll be playing, so you'll miss out on seeing what your old high school play in that Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, I won't want to see that, but that's always fun to get back home. But damn bye week.
What is your take on the defense last week? I know that you guys, your opinions vary on where you guys were in the fourth quarter as far as fitness goes, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think happened?
Anytime you chase around a quarterback for 80 plays, you're going to get tired. So, I mean, they got the best of us. That quarterback was on his game that day. So, I don't know. I mean, call it what you like, but he just competed and he wore us down.
How about Ohio State? They kind of – Pryor's different. I think he's probably faster than Persa, but Persa's probably quicker.
Yeah, definitely. He has a longer stride, and he's – kind of two different offenses, basically. They don't spread it out that much. So, I mean, we don't have to worry about what we were about last week. So, it's going to be different, but.
What did you take away from playing against Ohio State last year? Because I think you had, 12 tackles in that game.
It was a great game of physical. I mean, it was pretty much like playing Wisconsin and Penn State and all those teams. It's just physical, basic football.
How important is it going to be for you guys to get after Pryor, given that he's the dual threat?
Definitely. Just like we got to get off the quarterback and not let him sit back there and be comfortable because, I mean, he has a great wide receiver, and if you let him sit back there and pick us off, it's going to be a long game.
You say they're tied to two different teams. They're a team that can kind of go Wisconsin, I think they're big offensive line,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come right at you.
Yeah, exactly. They like to run the ball straight at you, not side to side, not scramble and run around. So it's going to be a little different.
You don't like that, do you?
I don't mind it at all.
Does that play to more – I mean, the strength of your defense is you guys up front.
Yeah.
Does a team that wants to go straight ahead at you, does that play to you guys?
I mean, it's a challenge. It's a big challenge. I mean, every time somebody try to run it down your throat. But definitely, I mean, it's more football, I guess.
What, I guess makes the running backs that they do have really effective? Because I know that they both had a couple big runs on you guys last year when you played them. And the running game really kind of seemed to be the difference for them.
Yeah, definitely. They have two great backs. And, I mean, that's how they wear teams down. When one gets tired, the other one come in, and it's no drop-off. I mean, they're both fast and physical. That's what I remember about them last year. They're both fast, and they also, but when they need to lower their shoulder, they really did.
From what you've seen on film of Terrell Pryor, have you noticed him becoming a better quarterback from when you played him a year ago up to now?
Yeah, definitely. He can really throw the ball, and he has more accuracy, and that's dangerous when it comes to the offense, because last year they didn't pass that much, but, I mean, this year they've really been opening up.
You guys, Saturday is kind of your last chance to have a say in the Big Ten title, and
who does what? Are you guys kind of looking at it that way? Kind of your last stand?
Not really. I mean, we're just playing for the seniors, for ourselves, and just the last game mechanic. I mean, if you think about it, we're pretty much out of the title race. I mean, that's at least our worries right now. We're just last game mechanic, got to play balls out.
Has it been tough to pick yourselves back up? I know you guys invested a lot into winning a Big Ten title, and you've got a lot of seniors on this team.
I think it was hard Saturday riding back that four-hour drive, and Sunday feeling sorry for yourself. But, I mean, once you get in here and you know you have another opponent, it's easy to – not easy, but it's kind of like you have to get over it.
Have you said anything to the guys? Has there been anything that's been said to kind of rally?
Not really. We're not too big on the hoorah or whatever, but we just know that we have to get over it because we have Ohio State coming in. We don't have Ball State or whoever after the Arizona game, but we just have to get over it.
Does that make it easier knowing that you have a marquee opponent coming in like that?
Yeah, definitely. That's what pretty much I'm trying to say. You can't dwell on it or whatever. You have to get over it, so it's kind of easy.